WACAM, a human rights, environmental and mining advocacy NGO, has called for a comprehensive review of the Minerals and Mining Act to ensure that Ghana derives maximum benefits from her mineral resources. It says both past and present governments have adopted a piecemeal approach to resolving the concerns of Ghanaians with respect to mining, thereby allowing mining companies to do whatever they want in pursuit of their corporate interests. Its Associate Executive Director, Mrs. Hannah Owusu-Cranton, has proposed a law that will enjoin holders of mining rights and other businesses related to mining to respect and promote human rights, including the rights of women, children and workers arising from mining activities.
If you look at Minerals and Mining Act, it's very promotional in terms of protecting the interests of foreign investors, as against the interests of the state and also the interests of community. In fact, you can't find environmental provisions in the law. You don't have clear demarcation of communities from the active mining area. We do not have protections for water pollution and stuff like that. Rather, the law encourages companies to use water bodies within their concession area. And once they go for permits from the Water Resource Commission, they can do anything, divert, impound, convey, and all those things. We realize that if you are a country and then you have laws, the laws should rather protect citizens and also ensure that when investors come, yes, they are protected, but then they don't have fiscal regimes which will be detrimental to the people. For instance, we've had this full exposure of a Newmont agreement where everybody is talking about the agreement. But I said that the agreement is possible because of the law. The law states categorically clear that the companies could go into agreement with the minister and that the minister would send the agreement to Parliament for ratification. Then if you look at the same section that gives the powers to the minister, which is section 5 of the law, subsection 5 talks about, yes, Parliament by 2/3 majority could vote and waive some agreement, contracts and what do that the minister presents. So it means that once the minister signs an agreement with the company, if that falls within the category of documents, agreements or contracts, that should not go to Parliament because they have already voted by 2/3 majority. That
Associate Executive Director of WACAM, Mrs. Hannah Owusu-Cranton.